Good morning, everybody. Hey, it's PM in the AM. I'm Mike Campbell. This is my beautiful wife, Jada.
Good morning. Welcome to PM in the AM.
Good morning, Jada.
Yeah.
Good morning. It's Wednesday.
It is Wednesday.
It's the hump day. We're on the way. Once we get past this day, we're all on the way to the weekend.
We are.
All right. That really impressed her. I love it when I impress my wife. Okay, so we're talking about focus
you
first.
You are doing it too.
And yesterday we ended up talking about the Apostle Paul. And how he said that this one thing he does is forgetting the things that are behind, pressing forward. And Jada made a good point about that. God has always taken us forward.
I just want to say too, when we're talking about, you know, forgetting our past, you know, God was the perfect example of that because he chooses to not remember our past.
Right.
God is the perfect example of that. He chooses not to remember. And that's what we have to walk in, is that we choose to not remember our old man. And stay focused on growing as the new man.
That's exactly right, Jada.
Praise the Lord.
That is highly impressive, by the way.
Thank you.
So in order for us to move forward in any issue in life, whether it's personal or corporate, we have to have desire and vision. And we have to see things the way they could and should be in order to want to move forward in any area of our life. You know, the alcoholic stays trapped because all he can see is his drinking. But he needs a vision to see beyond that he can be set free. So Proverbs 29:18 in the King James says, where there is no vision, the people perish. But listen to this in Proverbs 29:18 NIV. Do you have that? You want to read it?
I actually have NLT.
NLT
says,
where there is no revelation.
The revealing of truth.
The revealing of God.
Yes.
The people cast off restraint. We're going to come back to that after she reads hers out of the NLT.
It sounds a little different, but it's got some interesting words in here. In the NLT, it says, when people do not accept divine guidance, they run wild. But whoever obeys the law is joyful. So it sounds completely different, but in the sense.
Well, the word revelation literally means the revealing of God. And that's what that's saying there. Read that again.
Yeah.
Where people do not accept divine guidance.
Right.
Now, listen, stop right there. Mm-hmm. Look at our country right now. It's beginning to be a free for all. They're not accepting divine guidance. Therefore,
they're creating their own gods.
Lawlessness is what's prevailing.
Yes.
All right. And that's, go ahead, read that now.
And it says they run wild, but whoever obeys the law is joyful.
Okay. So where there's no divine acceptance, or they don't accept divine guidance.
Sorry.
What happened there?
I don't know what happened there.
Okay. Well, anyway, we're going to keep going. Where there's no divine guidance, they run wild. So the word revelation revelation means constant revealing of God. And listen to this. The word for casting off restraint means to return to their former lifestyle. Mm. In other words, this is why Christians who confess Christ and then for a short period of time, and then they fall away and you wonder, well, what happened to them?
Right.
They had no constant revealing of God,
right.
No constant revelation of God. Therefore, they went back to their former lifestyle.
Right.
And it can happen to you even as you go down the road. Think about the alcoholic. He can go 15 years without a drink, and then something happens and he goes right back where he was.
Right. And, you know, biologically or physiologically, however they want to call it, you know, the brain as an alcoholic, and this is going to work for us spiritually, but as an alcoholic, what they say is that creates a pathway in the brain. Whatever the addiction is, it creates this pathway in the brain. So 15, 20 years down the road, if they start that back up, they immediately get back on that path. And I think spiritually it's the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, if we have old habits and we did them for a period of time, then we get born again and we live this life and we're pursuing God. And then something comes along, either we get out of focus because we're, you know, just it's a mundane life and we're just not in the word, or something, you know, tragedy comes and it gets you off track. What happens is we'll fall back into that path that was created before. So that's where we have to stay steady. Like it said before, stay steady on the path and a persistence. We have to have a strong persistence, an active participation.
That's right.
In renewing our mind so that that pathway that we made as a as an old part at the as the old man, that we don't go back onto that path right. before.
You know, if you were a constant fornicator, you know, you're constantly having sex outside of marriage.
Right.
You know, when you get born again, that temptation is still there. And check this out. If you do not renew your mind, you will continue down that path.
And that's where focus comes in.
Yeah. Right. And so that's right. So people have to have a constant revealing of God, which is a constant focus of and on God.
Right.
Of who He is and what He's trying to reveal in your life.
Right.
So you can move in faith and move toward vision. You always gravitate back to where you came from when you're not constantly having a picture in your heart of where you need to go. Here's a big quote by Aristotle.
Okay.
All right. The soul never thinks without a picture.
Oh.
Think about that.
And the soul is the mind, will, and emotion. So a mental picture.
Mental picture. If
that's
I say
good.
House, it
Man,
paints a, it
that's
paints
good.
A picture, you know. Mm-hmm. Tree, you see it, you know, it paints
right.
a picture.
Right.
So faith and vision have one thing in common, and that is they both see things before they come into reality.
Mm.
You know, I remember years ago, Larry Burgess, you know, God showed him this piece of land and told him that, you know, but it had a swamp on it.
Mm-hmm.
And, but as he was praying, he would constantly go by and pray over that. And then God took him out and told him where the source of that was. And he made the fix on that and it drained that land. And now there's a housing development. He could see the houses. Mm-hmm. He could see the development.
Mm-hmm.
And long before, when it was still overgrown in a swamp,
right?
We actually pulled our son out of there one night. Me and Red Robinson went over there.
Was that the swamp?
Yeah, that
y'all
was it. That was it.
It's Booger Swamp.
No,
used to be Booger Swamp.
Well, Booger Swamp's right over there.
Oh, so you're talking about a different
one. You're talking about over in Allgood.
Oh,
that
okay.
area where we lived in Brookside.
Okay. That was it you're talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had
But he
there.
Saw that as a subdivision. And that's vision. All right. That's vision. That's God showing you what could be and should be. All right. And so then you have to move toward that and embrace it and overcome all the things that are there. That's what keeps us from going back. What if he kept saying, well, that thing's just a swamp. That thing's
right.
just a swamp.
Mm-hmm.
Then all he'll ever see in his mind is a swamp.
Right.
But he saw the swamp gone and houses there,
right.
a development that would increase the city of Olga.
And
it did.
And it did.
And so that's, man, that's vision. And so I was always enamored by that. But that's what we're talking about here. How faith never thinks without a picture.
Right.
Or the soul never thinks without a picture.
But I think
faith sees it.
That's right.
Well, you know, Nehemiah, who we read, Nehemiah, when, you know, heard about the wall being destroyed
right.
and cried like a baby.
Right.
And it so affected him that the king noticed it. It changed his attitude and said, Nehemiah, what is wrong? And he said, oh, king. And he told him everything that was wrong in Jerusalem. The wall had been torn down. It was a reproach to God, a reproach to the people. And the king said, hey, go take care of that. And then he was bold enough to say, but king, we don't have any money. I'll fund it. And then he said, but king, I need letters to get there. I'll give them to you.
Right.
Listen, you have not because you ask not.
Right.
And if you're not seeing it, you're not asking for it.
That's right.
All right, that's right. It.
You know, there's a whole message in there about what kind of person was Nehemiah that the king was willing to do that.
Yeah.
You know, on your job, you need to be careful about who you present
right.
to people because of those kind of things. That's a whole other message in itself. But
yeah.
focus, he saw
yeah.
the vision. He saw the
that's
picture
right.
of what the temple needed to look like. And he went with
yeah.
it.
So faith and vision have the one thing in common that they see both. They both see things before they come into reality. Now, listen to this. Wayne Cadero. I like Wayne Cadero. In fact, one of his best books I've ever read was Leading on Empty. I encourage every leader, they should read that book by Wayne Cadero. But he says in his book, the choices you make regarding the foundation of your life have eternal implications that go far beyond your lifespan on earth. And he is absolutely right. When we're only thinking in a carnal way, we can't think about the eternal. All right?
Yeah.
And let me tell you, God wants us, you know, to think about eternal. Somebody said something to me yesterday about Thursday night football game. The Buccaneers lost.
I'm sorry.
Overtime.
That's
it was
insane.
A tragedy.
I'm sorry.
And they said, man, how?
Well, they made overtime,
yeah,
so they were tied.
No, they played great. They just didn't have any defense.
Uh-huh.
And Kirk Cousins and the Falcons played better. But here's my point. They said, well, man, what do you think? And I said, well, you know what? That football game will have no implications in eternity.
And that's so true.
So I need to move on.
How much focus are we putting in stuff
that's
like
right.
that? That's a Those little scary games, idea to think about yeah. how much focus we yeah. put on earthly things that make that's no right. difference.
Those games will have no eternal value. And you and I need to focus on God so that we can have some eternal value in what we do.
And there's nothing wrong with enjoying those things, but don't so focus right. on it that it right. keeps you from doing what God wants you
all
to
right.
do.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have for today. So let's pray this thing out. Father, in Jesus' name, we're so glad to be in your kingdom. Thank you, Lord, that you're giving us vision, that, Father, we're seeing the way things should be and could be, and you're moving us in that direction. Thank you now, Father, for what you're doing in us, through us, with us, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Well, this is PM in the AM, where you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny, if you will allow it. Make sure that you click your like, share, and follow button so that friends and family can get connected as well. And don't forget on YouTube to subscribe now so you can follow what Mike Campbell Ministries is doing. Don't forget to check out MikeCampbellMinistries.com. You can see what's going on as we deliver good news to the nations. We're That's also right. doing evangelistic and healing ministries throughout the U.S., so get connected.
Join us tomorrow, same bad time, same bad channel, for another exciting episode of PM in the AM.
God bless.